While a lot of people are working from home, a lot of people are still out there on the job, so-called essential employees, everything from police and firefighters to supermarket clerks and, yes, people working in pizza shops and radio stations. KCBS's Kerry Hudasek explains how a nonprofit is trying to make sure all those people feel appreciated.
Is a nationwide initiative that allows anyone to send a meal kit, a care package, or donation to essential frontline workers such as nurses, police officers, firefighters, and more.
Inside might be a face mask and some hand lotion and some chocolate-covered pretzels and a really nice thank you note, all the way up to actual pre-made meals.
Erica Wasser helped start the project after hearing about a sanitation worker who had trouble stocking up on groceries.
And the hardest thing for him is, like, he can't go get supplies. He can't go to the grocery store. He's working around the clock.
And she says they don't want to get anyone sick. In addition to the supply kits, you can also send a personalized message.
We'll actually share that note and the donor's social handle if they want. So it's really more about how do you say thank you to people you don't know who are actually making your world better, whether or not you know them.
To give back, visit fuelthefrontline.com. Kerry Hudasek, KCBS.